Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Tyler Adkisson. The search for an alternative to fossil fuels sometimes feels like a modern-day hunt for the Holy Grail. But Missouri researchers say that the answer could be right under our noses. Literally. I mean, we're talking about grass here. KBIA's Michaela Sosby reports on one grass species' potential as an energy crop and what it would take to get it from field to furnace.
Most people walking through a field of grass would just see, well, grass. Not Tim Rainbot. He sees potential energy. Rainbot is the superintendent of MU's Bradford Research Center in Boone County. The center manages about 15 acres of pure switchgrass, a perennial warm-season grass that's native to Missouri and most of the United States. You've probably seen it driving through the country. It looks like tall grass waiting to be cut for hay. Farmers usually burn the switchgrass in their fields in the spring to get rid of it and fertilize before the summer growing season. Rainbot says farmers can continue to do that and waste its potential energy.
Or you could cut it and bale that off and use it for a fuel.
Rainbot lives by those words. Using switchgrass to heat multiple buildings at the center, totaling 6,000 square feet. Rainbot feeds his switchgrass furnace with giant 250-pound bales. He has to use a forklift to get them in. Newell Kitchen is a soil scientist at the United States Department of Agriculture in Columbia. He says switchgrass can survive drought, harsh winters, and poor soil conditions. Kitchen says that gives switchgrass a serious advantage over other potential energy crops like corn. And there's one more thing.
A few years ago, people started thinking, well, yeah, but if we're taking acres that we use for food crop production, then we're competing fuel and feed. But if you're just doing that to acres that are already not very good at doing the food, then you're really not compromising anything because these acres are just not good for that in the first place.
Veterinarian Lynn Steele lives on a farm with 100 cows that graze on the 30 acres of switchgrass. Switchgrass keeps his cows fat and happy, and it keeps Steele happy too. The grass sprouts anew each year, with the need for a little seed every 10 years or so to keep it going. And that seed is cheap.
Well, even when it's high, it's $5, $6 per pure live seed pound. But I've seen Indian grass and big blue stem $12 and $15 a pound.
Cattle feed is fine, but Steele is going to wait to see if switchgrass finds its market as an energy source. If so, he sees farmers moving to the crop.
I think there'll be a lot of interest if we can get a market that's lucrative enough to compete with soybeans and corn. I think there's lots of guys that would do that.
Rainbot hopes to see that market emerge. But he says that if we want to burn switchgrass in Missouri homes, we're going to have to produce more of it locally.
Rule of thumb is you get 35 to 40 miles away from your source, it could get cost prohibitive. We've got abundance of grass within 35 miles of here.
Next winter, Rainbot will continue his research by experimenting with burning mixtures of grasses. He thinks he's close to moving us to a renewable energy source that's growing all around us. With producer Brianna Schroer, Michaela Sosby, KBIA News, Boone County.
Introducing a new bioenergy crop into the economy comes with lots of logistical concerns. For more on how farmers and researchers might go about making switchgrass a practical energy source, and for a visual look at how a switchgrass furnace works, please visit kbia.org. That's all for this week's edition of Under the Microscope. I'm Tyler Adkisson.